When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is John.
Today, I want to speak to you about adaptability and how you can use it to manage your bipolar disorder. If you look at bipolar disorder, it is seen as a mood disorder, of course, from the depression to the mania and everywhere in between, but it's characterized by those extremes. Another part that goes with bipolar disorder is a degree of change in energy level, motivation, and your ability to function. And that makes sense to me because if you're depressed, your motivation goes down the tubes. You have no energy. And it kind of follows in line with that. And then if you switch up to mania, you have intense energy. Your mind's racing. You're motivated to do so much in everything. Now, trying to find a way to deal with the extremes and everywhere in between is a daily battle. That's why I call it the bipolar battle. And when I talk about the battle in terms of adaptability with bipolar disorder, it is something that you can fight the adaptability part, or you can embrace it. I am a firm believer in fighting the bipolar battle, as in the illness, when it comes to dealing with feelings. Adaptability is something that we learn over time. And the quicker you can understand that and not fight it, the easier things will become, if that makes sense. My biggest point here is that when I talk about fighting the bipolar battle, I'm talking about fighting the illness and not the process. The process we need to embrace. That's how we move forward. Now, back to the topic of adaptability. For me, I've been living with bipolar disorder my whole life. And each day, I don't really know what to expect. I can plan for it. I can do everything within my power and my control to hopefully make it a good one for the day. But in reality, most people, whether you have bipolar disorder or not, are kind of unsure. But having a mental illness comes with so much change. We're forced into a state of change on a daily basis. Let me give you an example. Yesterday, with all the craziness happening in America, I usually don't watch the news, but I followed it. And by the end of the day, my anxiety riddled through my body. I had a few panic attacks. My body was exhausted. My mind was racing. And I decided, you know what? Last night I thought this. Tomorrow is a new day. And I tried my best to sleep because with the racing mind, you know how that goes. It, the anxiety, racing thoughts, it's hard to get a good night rest under those conditions. But I woke up and I worked out, and actually I worked out longer than I usually do, and I started cleaning our place, and I did things to ground myself and to bring me back to a functioning level. And I bring that up because adaptability is a word that I want you to look at here, think about. Because with bipolar disorder, since everything is changing, we're almost forced on a daily basis to adapt. It's like last year with the pandemic and everything happening, everybody wants to forget 2020 and move on and so forth. Yes, it was a stressful year for everyone, me included, but I have so much practice dealing with change so I can get it under control. But when it comes to feeling my feelings, letting them, you know, I have so much practice in dealing with adversity and change on a daily basis that it's kind of like old hat to me. I'm not saying it's easy, because it's not, but having a lifetime of practicing it, anything you do, if you want to get better at it, you have to practice. That's how you master it. Whether you're an athlete, you're an artist, a writer, whatever it may be, if you want to get better, you have to practice. And I found over this past year, a lot of people that have not been exposed to adversity in their lives or extreme stress, they were feeling the symptoms of anxiety, depression, isolation, and a host of other symptoms that those of us with bipolar disorder deal with on a daily basis and continually. And I'm not trying to downplay what people, their experience. That's not what I'm talking about here. My whole point is that a lot of people don't have a lot of practice in dealing with adversity and dealing with these feelings and how to work through them. Everybody has their ups and downs, happy, sad, dealing with all these range of emotions throughout the day. And that's normal. But when you have a mental illness like bipolar disorder, it's a continual battle, always, day in and day out. And one of the ways that we can help manage it is practicing how to adapt and embracing it instead of fighting it. And I'm talking about the adaptability, the journey, that portion should be embraced. And when I say embraced, when something happens, I know this sounds cliche, but make the most of it, make the best of it. You know, like yesterday, I had a plan to do all these cool things with my podcast and being productive and listening to the news and what happened here in America yesterday completely derailed that. And instead of fighting the feelings, I allowed myself to feel them. I knew it would pass. And when I say make the most out of it, I'm saying just let yourself feel the feelings. Don't fight them. Don't fight against the uncomfortableness that you'll feel with those feelings. Like my anxiety, the panic attacks, I wanted it over completely. It's not fun. I'm the first one to say it isn't fun, but I knew it would end, that today from yesterday is a new day. It's a new beginning each day. That's how I see it, is that each day is a new beginning. You can do what you will with that, but it gives me the opportunity to move forward and put the bad stuff, those negative feelings, behind me. I'm here where I am today. It doesn't matter the decisions or what happened, the actions, consequences, whatever that have happened in the past. I'm here right now doing what I need to be doing, and things in our environment will come in and impact us, and how we react and deal with those outside influences will determine how we can manage and function with bipolar disorder. So now, what I want you to think about is, next time, if your energy level switches, or your emotions, your mood, whatever it is, it goes intense this way, intense that way, instead of fighting that journey, try to embrace it. Allow yourself to feel it and remind yourself, this will pass. There's a truth about bipolar disorder and dealing with it, and that is, something will eventually change when it comes to your mood. And as I've always told you, what we do on a daily basis can help bring the ceiling down and the floor up in terms of managing bipolar disorder. With that, take care of yourself and stay healthy. If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.